Renly pushed back his hair. Brian bound it with a velvet tie and pulled a padded cap down over his ears to cushion the weight of his helm. Thanks to the onion night, we were never reduced to dining on corpses, but it was a close thing. Too close for Sir Gawain, who died in his cell. Your Grace, Catelyn had waited patiently, but time grew short. You promised me a word. Renly nodded. Siege your battles, my lord. Oh, and if Barristan Selmy is at my brother's side, I want him spared. There's been no word of Sir Barristan since Joffrey cast him out, Lord Rowan objected. I know that old man. He needs a king to guard, or who is he? Yet he never came to me, and Lady Catelyn says he is not with Robb Stark at Riveron. Where else but with Stannis? As you say, your Grace, no harm will come to him. The lords bowed deeply and departed. Say your say, Lady Stark, Renly said. Brian swept his cloak over his broad shoulders. It was cloth of gold, heavy, with a crown stag of Baratheon picked out in flakes of jet. The Lannisters tried to kill my son, Bran. 1,000 times I have asked myself why. Your brother gave me my answer. There was a hunt the day he fell. Robert and Ned and most of the other men rode out after the boar, but Jaime Lannister remained at Winterfell, as did the Queen. Renly was not slow to take the implication. So, you believe the boy caught them at their incest? I beg you, my lord, grant me leave to go to your brother Stannis and tell him what I suspect. To what end? Robb will set aside the crown if you and your brother will do the same, she said, hoping it was true. She would make it true if she must. Robb would listen to her, even if his lords would not. Let the three of you call for a great council, such as the realm has not seen for 100 years. We will send to Winterfell, so Bran may tell his tale and all men may know the Lannisters for the true usurpers. Let the assembled lords of the Seven Kingdoms choose who shall rule them. Renly laughed. Tell me, my lady, did direwolves vote on who should lead the pack?